Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This is a Crowd podcast.
What's occurring, Bert?
What's occurring, mate? So, here we are. What have you done now? Four stages of the Vuelta. We discussed the TTT in quite some length the other day. Since then, we've had 3 days. We've had that slippery day that looked chaotic. We had the mountain day up to Andorra, and today a bunch sprint. So, should we take it day by day?
Let's do it.
Which way do you want to go? Today backwards or?
I don't know, mate. I haven't had caffeine today. I feel a little bit jaded and flat. So, yeah, let's start with today. Let's do today. It was pretty straightforward. Started in Andorra. The bus left early. The bus had to leave like 30 minutes before the start. It's always annoying that, isn't it?
Why?
To get to the finish.
Oh, right, okay, yeah, that is annoying, yeah.
So all the buses left early, so everyone was just hanging out with the cars and stuff, and it throws you off a bit, doesn't it? There's obviously a big pee stop during the neutralized zone. I was careful to actually stop and, hidden away so I didn't get fined. But
not spray a load of Andorian residents.
Yeah, thought I'd stop rather than do it on the move. But it was quite a straightforward day, to be honest. It was nice, big, wide roads, nice weather. The first attack went. I don't even know how many guys are in it, to be honest. Three or four?
Three.
Geraint. Yeah. So I didn't even know that. But it was a small break. I was surprised. I thought maybe because on the paper, there's Caden Groves from Alpecin, who ended up winning. Who else is there? There's Cockard from Cofidis, Dainese, DSM. It's kind of about it.
Milano,
but yeah, UAE aren't really going to ride for
they're not going to back
the stage.
Him, yeah.
So I was kind of thinking, oh, I might just kick off, you know? Might be like a big group trying to go away. But no, it's straightforward. And that was quite nice.
It was probably one of them in every meeting. They're saying, yeah, small break, great. If it's 6-8 guys, you've got to be in there.
Yeah.
And everyone's on the same wavelength, aren't they? And then three guys go and it's like, right, okay, it's a sprint.
Yeah, yeah. Because even we were like, oh, if there's a big break, let's get someone in there. You know, Pipo or Kim or Omar, it's a good day for them. So they were going to, you know, have a look if it was going to all kick off. So kind of wanted it to as well, to be honest. Because, you know, days like today when they're super easy and slow and then the final is just absolutely bonkers and it's just horrific. It's like a horrible, like, and that's exactly what it was today, to be honest, mate. It was there's two little climbs. They got progressively harder, really. And then fast downhill, all wide, smooth, really safe roads. But the riders just rode like absolute idiots, mate. It's like some teams, I think they forget that they actually have brakes. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's like there's a little gap. You don't have to follow your teammate 100% of the time because you can just let the wheel go. You know, the door sort of closes on you, and then sooner or later, 5 seconds later, the gap opens again. You go through it, and you're back on your teammate's wheel. Like, the stress that some people are under, and like, there was one guy from Movistar. So, Caden Groves did something to him. And to be fair, like, Groves was, you know, it wasn't the best sort of move. But, you know, it's one of those things. It happens, doesn't it, in the last 10K. This Movistar guy, for the next, like, 3 minutes, was grabbing him, was like pushing him. I was sat behind just thinking, this guy is an absolute lunatic. He must have had about 1 gram of caffeine or something. I was like, I need to get out of here. I need to move from this situation because this is only going to end in one way, and that's on the deck.
Yeah.
Anyway, got away from it. Nothing really happened there. And Kim comes up next to me. I was like, mate, let's get to the side because this is just like, you know, if you're on the side of the bunch, you just feel a bit safer. At least you can go off into a hedge or something. You know what I mean? If there's a big crash. Literally.
And there's only 50% chance of someone crashing into the side of you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And anyway, literally 30 seconds later, there's a big crash. This is with maybe less than 5K to go. There was some bloke falling on my back wheel. There was another bike that hit my levers. My levers were bent in. Managed to avoid it. Avoided a pole then on the side of the road. Start to get going. My chain's off. Get it back on. Big effort back into the group and all was good. But I was just like, how the hell did I miss that? You know? I was like, whoa, that's good. And then anyway, it's like, you know what it's like? You're chasing back on into the group. It was up a drag as well. Get into the group, maybe 3K to go, just under 3K to go, and you're pretty gassed. And then the uphill, the last K was uphill, like 5% or something. So I was like, oh no, got to brace myself for this now as well. And I had to go deep there as well. So I finished, crossed the line, and I was like, oh, full of lactate, annoyed, just pissed off at everyone in the peloton. Like, why am I racing with these knobheads? I was just, I was so angry.
Never a dull moment with you, G. Right in the thick of it. Someone on your back wheel, brake levers bent in.
Yeah, mate.
Love it.
Diego, I was like, I've got to do a warm down now. Like, I'm full of, like, I've got lactate coming out of my ears. And I come out of the bus with my recovery drink, whatever. Jump on the bike. Diego's like, G, you crash or what? What? What is this? With my, that's my Italian accent, by the way. Like, oh no, I was just a random bike that God knows who it was, but managed to stay upright. He's like, ah, va bene, va bene. But yeah,
class.
That was my day, mate.
Do you know what? That's a prime example today then of, because I watched the final 30K actually. That is just a prime example of TV doesn't do it justice, because that looked just really straightforward.
Yeah.
Not messy at all. Big roads, teams lined up, relatively chilled. Oh. And of course, I'm watching it knowing it's not like that. But that on big roads like that, it just did not look hectic at all. And then you tell me these stories. Okay, as expected, first sprint stage in a Grand Tour. But for people who have never raced, if they watch the race and then hear something like this and how hectic it is, it's just... Yeah, it is a whirlwind inside that peloton on a sprint day, isn't it?
Yeah, so true, because we looked back on the bus. We had an hour transfer on the bus, so we had a look back to see this crash. And just before it, it just had the moto, the camera from the front of the group. And yeah, looks like we're just on a club run. Everyone just riding next to each other on the front. Oh man, it's anything but yeah, just so happy to get through it.
Mate, I got one final thing on today and sprints in general before we move on and talk about yesterday. I think there's a gap in the market in these sprint days to bring back the last kilometre attack, probably later on in the week. It's pretty much impossible now to do like an attack with a K or two to go with the speed of the sprints. But I reckon if there was ever a grand tour to do it, I reckon it's this grand tour, because the lead out trains aren't amazingly strong, the same as the tour. A lot of guys have one lead out man or two lead out men to go the last, you know, 500 meters. Today was a bit chaotic with all the roundabouts, but I reckon, you know, if someone like Pipo, if he, on one sprint day, if he was to get in the right position, bring back the Jackie Duran 1K to go attack.
Yeah.
I reckon it can be done.
Well, do you remember the last person that did that? Happened in Dauphiné.
Geraint Thomas.
2021, there we go, boy.
Yeah. All right, fuck Pipo, gee. You're the man for the job, mate. Get right on the end of your saddle. Get your ankles tucked in and off you go.
I'll have to have some caffeine then, mate. But it's true.
Get some off that movie star fella.
Yeah, too right. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But
just have half what he had.
But like you say, the sprinters teams have to control as well, so their lead outs aren't as, you know, because there's only like two or three that control as well. So yeah, lead outs are pretty thin on the ground. So.
Yeah,
we'll
see. That's my one take from today. Yeah. There's a gap in the market for a K or K and a half to go balls to the wall. Maybe later on in the race where people are even more tired, people look at each other, bam, G, send it, right hand gutter. Oh, he's got 10 bike lengths, he's got 20 bike lengths. Oh, the lead up men looking at each other. Oh, and it's 800 metres to go. He's still holding the gap, it's 400 metres to go. Oh, are they going to catch? Oh no, Geraint Thomas wins. Mate, it's going to happen.
Yeah, that'd be all right. I'd take that, mate. Anyway, yeah, yesterday was a bit of a bastard of a day for me, really. Nothing crazy went wrong or bad or anything. Just was a bit legless in the final. Felt all right all day. Up at Ordina, the first climb. Well, there was two climbs. So up this... the first climb felt okay. It was a solid pace, but was feeling all right. I think I did a Movistar though. I think I had too much caffeine that day. And then I don't think that really affected me, but I was just like, final climb then, feel okay. And then with about 4K to go, you kind of do a hairpin round to the left, bit of a plateau, and then it kicks up for the hardest bit. And just, yeah, it was just a bit empty, mate. So... lost 40 seconds. Egan waited for me. He was really good, to be fair. Fair play to him. He was, he just had me on that limit where I was like just hanging on to him, you know. And got to the finish as quick as we could, try to limit losses. But just one of those days where you're just like, that's one to forget. But I think it's Andorra, mate. It's a shithole, I hate that place.
It's cursed.
I'll be happy if I never, ever go back to Andorra. In my life.
No retirement holidays to Andorra then with a family.
Hell no. Oh my god, I was so happy.
Do you know what though, mate?
That were there in the neutral. And I was like, good riddance, Andorra. Ever see you again.
Last thing you did before you left Andorra was take a piss on the side of the road and said, see you later.
Yeah. Oh mate.
But you know what? 21 days, we always say like during 21 days there's always a bad day or an off day. So if that's your off day, that's it now, mate. It's done.
Yeah.
It's on now.
It could be a lot worse, but let's hope it is just the one off day. We'll see how the rest of the race goes. But
yeah,
it's just one of them, isn't it? It's like, I don't know, it's the first time I've gone for two grand tours, so it's always a bit, well, you're not 100% sure how to sort of come into it, you know what I mean? And
yeah,
I'm pushing the weight all the time, and like it's just at the moment it's just up and down, mate. It's like, oh, it's cracking me, but yeah, it's one of those things, isn't it? It's just it's the worst bit for me by far, the bit I struggle with the most, and because it's just so unnatural to the weight I got to be to perform in a grand tour. So to do it once a year is okay, twice is a proper bastard. We'll see if it's too much or if it's okay by the end of this race. But anyway,
but I think as the years go by and we talk about how the sport is evolving and getting faster and faster and every day is so intense, it's getting harder and harder to do two Grand Tours a year, never, let alone compete and try and race for the win in two Grand Tours. But I'm not saying, you know, it's possible, and I got every faith in you, but just in general, as the every year it gets harder and harder to do, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think for me, like, ever since I was, like, 18, I've always just had the one big goal and target to go for in the year, you know. You build up to that, you, well, hopefully nail it, and then you have, like, a good bit of downtime then, and then you see out the season and you race hard and you help other guys and whatever, but you kind of, your main target's done. So it is the mentality of it as well is different, totally different for me. You know, there's other guys which, well, you know, we've said it numerous times, you know, they live and breathe like cycling and diet and, you know, everything. And I'll be honest, I don't, not 100% of the time, not, you know, 12 months of the year. So that's been a challenge, but I thought I'd come in good shape, but it's just bouncing around all over the place at the minute, but we'll see how that goes. But as I was going to say, Timon had a decent start. Like, normally he can start a bit slow in Grand Tours, but I don't know if that's a bit in his head as well, though, to be honest, because he's been second, I think, in Poland in the past, and, you know, top 10 in Tirreno, and on the podium in Alps before. So it's not like he can only perform in the third week of a Grand Tour, you know what I mean? But he's started well anyway, and his morale's pretty good. So we've still got that card to play, but I think we're just taking it day by day at the minute anyway, and take each stage as it comes.
Good on you, mate. Settle the ship down now, onwards and upwards, Hala Madrid and all that. We'll take a short little break and we'll dive into stage two, a wet, treacherous run into Barcelona.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Be thou still my strength and shield. Strength and shield.
Before we move on, mate, about Barcelona, yesterday, do you see Remco's crash? The end of the stage?
I did.
Mate, what
I
was
did.
That all
it
about?
Was, well, he crossed the finish line. He was like, right, that's that. And then they flip back to him. He's on the ground. You're like, okay. He doesn't usually go on the ground, but all right, he's tired. Bless him. And then he flicks his head and he's pissing with blood. Yeah. Mental. He's had an interesting first few days of the welter, hasn't he?
Yeah, like, they obviously, apparently it was last minute, they said, oh, the media and the Swannies and that could go to the finish, or the media, because the Swannies obviously always allowed that. But yeah, I don't know why they had the finish like 25 metres down into the car park as well. Why not just finish on the top? You know what I mean? 25 metres before. But yeah, when I saw that, I was like, wow, that's a... He did celebrate for quite a while, but I guess he didn't realise that it would be just a...
Yeah.
a load of people there, so we obviously couldn't slow down quick enough. The few at the front parted, but the ones behind didn't even see him coming and ploughed into Samarke, a woman, I think, didn't he?
Exactly, yeah. And people will say, yeah, but if he crossed the finish line and braked straight away, he wouldn't have hit them. Yeah, 100% true. But most of the time, there's a runoff after the finish line for you to live the dream and put your hands in the air. So, yeah, it's just, it's all a bit stupid, isn't it? He's done, I think he handled it quite well, though, didn't he? Obviously, he was still excited because he just won the stage, but at least it led for a cool picture. I'd have that as my profile picture, I would. Like, picture of you crossing the finish line on the deck with like blood there, look quite cool.
Yeah.
So
there's a few guys with plasters over their eyes now, though, like Nelly. You know Nelly, the rapper?
Nelly, yeah, I was about to say that, yeah.
Might start calling him Nelly, actually.
He had one there, didn't he, under his eye?
Yeah, because one, like, I don't know, his brother or something in prison, or one of his mates or something. I think that's what it was to do with.
Yeah, and then he had a teardrop tattoo as well, didn't he? And if you have a teardrop tattoo, that means you've been to prison or something.
All right. I don't know, mate, but yeah.
Anyway, bit of a phase, wasn't it?
But yeah, that was a bit random anyway.
And something else mental we forgot to mention is, so the police caught four guys for today's stage, I think it was, who had a oil drum with 400 litres of olive oil with a hose connected to it over a bridge. Oh, no, the start of a tunnel that you boys were due to go through. And they were going to unleash 400 litres of olive oil on the road and on your head.
Yeah, absolutely bonkers. That.
Luckily, they were caught.
Because people showed me the video. Because apparently that happened the other day as well. So there was a day, must have been the Barcelona stage, and loads of people had punctures. And they put a load of tacks, like pins in the road. That's what caused a load of punctures. And they apparently they were also planning to do this olive oil thing as well. So luckily they stopped the olive oil thing then and again today. But yeah, could you imagine that? Coming out of a tunnel and then there's 400 litres of olive oil on the floor. It would be absolute...
Mate.
No one would be on their bikes.
Thing is, what these absolute knobheads don't realise is you do that because you want to do a protest or you don't agree with something, you kill someone.
Yeah, man.
You actually kill someone. You come out of a tunnel, go 50k an hour, you slide, you crash, potential for death. That's what people, that's what these imbeciles don't realise. I seen that and I just thought, oh, makes me sick.
Yeah.
They should just go to prison and get, just beat them up or something.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Give them a hard time.
Yeah.
Old school.
Because it's...
Stone them or something.
Apparently it's something to do with Catalonia and they don't want the Vuelta a Spania because it's like Tour Spain and it's Catalonia and it's just bonkers, isn't it? Like, yeah. I'm not going to get into all politics of it.
Okay.
But like, you can protest in another way. You don't have to like actually hurt... Well, yeah, hurt people. Jesus.
Yeah, if you... Okay, they don't agree with it. The whole, I understand the politics behind that. And I'm not going into that because I don't understand it that well. But the end result shouldn't lead to potentially seriously injuring or killing someone.
Yeah.
But
at least glue yourself to the road and then we can ride over you.
Oh, yeah. Back to the worlds. That pissed me off.
But...
Yeah. Did we speak about that on the pod?
Yeah, we did, right? Yeah.
Oh. That made me angry as well. Anyway, enough about protests and back to stage two. So the last time we spoke, there was a lot of talk about what's going to happen. Will they neutralize it here, there, or wherever? And in the end, they neutralized it with 9K to go, I believe. But
yeah,
how was it? It still looks pretty sketchy and you still ended up on your dunger, didn't you?
Yeah. So at first, yeah, it was a good call to make it 9K. Time for GC was taken at 9K to go. There was still a bonus sprint and still seconds on the line. And you could race for stage. Everyone was happy with that because at first they said, oh, we'll just take the time at the top of the climb at 3.6K to go. It was like, well, that's not really, like, that's even worse, to be honest, because the circuit was technical, you know, quite a lot of corners, downhill, twisty. And as you saw from the rest of the stage, the roads were just like ice. It was just like yeah, obviously we've said before, it hadn't rained for so long. Then suddenly it was raining, everything was slippery. Yeah, I hit the deck, as you said. We were coming into a roundabout. Mate, I was top, I don't know if you saw the video. Easily top 15. You think you're okay there. Yeah. But some UAE guy just, same thing, too keen to hold the wheel in front. And then I think he hit a white line, pedaling a bit too hard. He wiped out, took out Roglic. And I was like, right on their wheel, you know, nowhere to go and hit the deck as well. Hit my knee, hip. It was fine. Like, that's, at first I was like, wow, man, my knee is sore. But after, you know, 5 minutes, you get into it then, don't you? You start riding, it's fine. But yeah, that wasn't ideal. But from the car, because we were in a decent position most of the time, to be fair. But Steve, the DS in the car, was saying like every roundabout there was someone on the floor. And they said the jury on race radio just stopped calling crashes because there was just so many. They were like,
Mama
every
mia.
Roundabout, they were just looking like, is that one of us? Is that one of us? It was just like bonkers, mate. But fortunately, it was only me that actually hit the deck in our team. Everyone else got through well. And yeah, it was just so nice. Once we got to 9K to go, I was like so happy just to sit up and just be like, oh, I actually made it, you know? Because I was the last, from 9K to the top of that climb, well, that just, it wouldn't have been nice. So,
yeah,
it was good that they finally did that. Took a bit of persuading. The CPA group got quite lively after a while, talk protest and stuff. And I was like, hell yeah, let's protest. let's not chuck oil on the road, but let's just stand at the start and just start a chant, get some billboards out.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was all good in the end. Cron won the stage, didn't he? But
yeah.
I think all the GC guys were happy to just get through that unscathed. Vlasov, I think, was the only guy, and Bardet, who didn't sit up. So
do they get time?
No.
How did that work?
No. But I think they were probably they must have wanted to try and get some bonus seconds on the top of that climb or something. Not bad.
Always one, isn't there? Always one. Well, in this case, two.
Always is, mate. But so good to get that done. It was just a shame because Barcelona was like, you know, Saramax came, was going to be like this real nice weekend for them, you know, weekend in Barcelona, watch the race, evening TTT, you know, drinking sangrias, watching the race, next day in the sun, you know, spend the day in Barcelona, watch a finish, anything but absolute torrential rain, yeah. Like Sunday. And we all left on the buses, and she was with Neve, so Eddie Dunbar's missus, and they're walking back to the hotel. It took them an hour, and it was absolutely lashing down the whole time. So they had a good Sunday.
We said on the last podcast, didn't we, you almost feel like Barcelona would have paid a fair whack as a city, as a host, you know, grand depart, whatever you want to call it, and they just probably didn't get a very good return for their money, did they? With all the fuss about the TTT and in the dark conditions, and then, you know, with the stage neutralized on the Sunday, it's a bit of a flop. But
the thing with
just
that
completely
as well,
out of their hands, isn't it, with the weather?
You know, the dark conditions. I had a look. The sun was due to set at 8:35, and the last team started at 8:19. So the sun would have gone down by the time they finished anyway. It just doesn't make sense, isn't it? Like, surely you'd think, oh yeah.
They tried to time that to the minute of the sun going down. If you think 19:35.
Yeah, 16 minutes, yeah.
16 minutes. It was a 16-minute effort, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They tried to time that to the minute. As you cross the finish line, pop, sun's gone.
That's ridiculous.
So, yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. You think you'd give yourself a 10-minute window, wouldn't you, just in case?
Yeah, and you just think, well, what if the weather is a bit bad, like, and cloudy or whatever, you know? But anyway.
Fuck, mate. Me and you should organise a grand tour.
Oh,
common sense.
Be mega, mate.
We'd nail it.
Just in Wales.
Imagine a grand tour in Wales. Yeah. Tour de Wales.
Oh, it'd be hard, this grand tour, that would. Be solid. We'd have some right lovely stages.
Be beautiful, though, wouldn't it?
Oh, mate. Should do
mate,
it.
Mate, last stage tour of Britain. Have you seen it?
No, is it Caerphilly?
Two laps of Caerphilly to end. And then, so it starts in Port Albert.
Oh, lovely.
Then it goes Rickos, Bulk, like through Ystrad into Caerphilly, two laps of Caerphilly. It's beautiful.
It's a
isn't
solid
it?
Day, that.
Yeah.
That's really going to show off Wales, though, isn't it? Starting in Port Albert.
There's a reason it's called Poor Toilet as a nickname. But
quality.
But it does start in Margam Park. Margam Park.
Ah, nice.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
And then finishes in Caerphilly, stone's throw from my home. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, mate, tomorrow, Vuelta, sprint.
Similar to today, yeah. Two little climbs at the end, but could be a sprint again, I guess. Hopefully a bit less crazy, but it's not going to be. So I might just have to take caffeine and just join them. Just go nuts.
If you can't beat them, join them, mate.
Yeah.
Get them a caffeine bandwagon and box on.
Yeah. So, yeah, should be similar to tomorrow. Obviously, Groves won today, so Alpine will be looking, you know, that's what they're here to do, isn't it? So there's not many opportunities either. So you think they go all in for that, which, yeah. So that should be a sprint. And then you've got uphill finish on stage six, which is solid, it's steep. Quite a lot of altitude meters that day. So that's the next 2 days for me, mate.
Give if you go for dinner now, or give people a nudge about my tactic of a kilometre to go attack. I reckon it's there for the taking, mate.
Yeah, for sure. We'll line that up. Maybe in the second or third week, mate.
Nah. Tomorrow's the day.
Yeah, I think it's quite. I'm sure someone said it's Edwin, but
oh,
and I have to see.
G. Tomorrow is not the day. Do it next week.
Yeah, it depends on the running as well. Like, you know, if there's a few roundabouts, like if it was like today,
yeah,
then that is ideal. You know, a bit of uphill, yeah. A few corners. That's what you want.
Get on that moto, chase the moto.
Yeah,
never know. All right, mate. Well, you know, onwards and upwards now, isn't it? That's your one bad day done. 16 good ones now.
Hopefully, mate. 17. Hopefully, mate.
Nah, I can see it. I can see it. I've had a vision.
Quality.
Geraint in red. I still got confidence, mate. I'll back you.
Nice one. Cheers, bud.
All right, well, enjoy the rest of your massage, and we'll catch up in a couple of days then.
All right, then. Have a good one.
All right, then. Cheers, bud.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.